I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have a couple from Nashville, Tennessee. They are called the Smoking Flowers, and they are Kim and Scott Collins. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Glad to be here.
Their first trip to Duluth. Welcome.
Thanks.
And you are in town to play a show tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. And then tomorrow, you're going to be at the Park Theater in Hayward, Wisconsin, where you have played before, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome. We're really happy to have you here.
We're glad to be here.
And I'm going to have you start with a song, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more about the Smoking Flowers. What do you want to start with here? And one thing I want to say is, Kim, I wasn't sure what instrument you would be playing in the studio today, because you both play more than one, right?
I play...
It's an understatement.
I knew it wouldn't be.
She plays about five or six.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't be playing the drum kit, probably.
We didn't want to haul that in today. It easy, and I just brought my... little piano today. AKA accordion.
Accordion, yeah.
But, yeah, usually I do play guitar and mandolin and such, but keeping it simple.
What do you want to start with?
This is called White Flags. It's on our latest CD called Two Guns.
Man that you were dreaming of. I'm not your daddy. Just put those dreams to rest. We are stones. Whiskey or wine, heal a lover's mind.
In the ring with you.
Why am I wasting my time consciously with the trees? We are stones. We are stones.
The Smoking Flowers, live from Studio A, and a tune that's featured on their most recent album, Two Guns. And that one's been out for a little while, hasn't it?
Yeah, approaching a year. Came out last August.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, feels like longer for us for a lot of reasons.
Because it was longer. It's been out 2 years in August.
Oh, is it? Oh, my. What happened to that year?
A lot.
You guys were kind of busy.
2 years in August.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a great story about the name of the album that it's actually the name of a ghost town that you guys went through. Tell me more. I love the story, so I want to hear you tell it.
For a birthday trip, we decided to go out west and do a road trip on Route 66 in Arizona. Just kind of an Americana deal. So we rented a Mustang convertible and just took off with no agenda, nothing planned, and just stopped along the way. And we saw this one exit to Two Guns, which we could tell it was a total ghost town. No one was there. I mean, it was literally just ruins. And pulled in, and next thing you know, we meet some squatting characters.
They were like right out of a Tom Robbins novel or something. It was and a lot of interesting stories that would be too long to go into now, but they ranged from a petting zoo that somebody had created in the 30s whose entire family got killed by like the mountain lions that were part of the petting zoo. And even back beyond that, there was a major Apache and Navajo showdown that went down that kind of cursed the land. And then there were these hills near El Diablo where supposedly there's still millions of dollars of gold somewhere hidden there from
somewhere
a big heist that
hills.
Happened. And so, yeah, a lot of stories there that happened.
But there literally was a hermit living in one of the dilapidated barns, just one of the few structures. So he kind of gave us a history lesson. He snuck up on us out of the blue because we didn't think, we thought we were alone. Let's put it that way. Anyway, that inspired us in the whole trip, just in the bizarreness and the strangeness of the whole trip. And a lot of the songs on that record are actually inspired by the Route 66 trip we took.
Oh, nice. So. Nice. And I think it's kind of great that even though you spend so much time on the road, that it's still fun for you to just do a road trip where you have nothing on your agenda.
Yeah. It's adventurous, and to us, something that we enjoy doing as a couple. We've been married 16 years, mm-hmm. and it's just, I don't want to call it a hobby, but it's becoming that.
Yeah, even down to the, you can't visually on the radio see the album cover, but the cover was taken on an old dirt road portion of Route 66 that you can still find old maps to kind of trek, like the stagecoach era. And we saw a spot where the San Francisco Peak in the back, and Kim kind of we got out and she sat her camera on the hood of the car with a timer, hit the timer button, and then came out and grabbed me. And then we got this Ansel Adams-looking photograph and kind of said, well, we've got an album cover. I guess we need to make an album, you know?
I guess you better. You've got the perfect cover and the perfect name. You mentioned that you guys have been married for a while, and you first met in Nashville, mm-hmm. right? I think for you guys, you know, sometimes when there are couples in music, sometimes they meet through making music together, mm-hmm. but it sounds like you guys, the romance came first. When did the music part of it come along? When did you say, hey, we should start working together musically?
Well, I was already doing a solo project for many years at that point and was well deep into the Nashville music scene, the underground rock scene. So I kind of helped Scott and his brother when Scott moved to Nashville get into that scene, and they asked me to join the band. So I pretty much immediately, as soon as after we met and started dating, started working musically together, although it was more of a side project for me, and with him it was more his full-time project. So I suppose
you were also working at a club, right? You were
I was working at the club we met.
You met Scott. He was looking for a job.
I was living in New York City at the time, visiting Nashville, checking it out, and I went into this club I'd seen some bands play at once. And no one was there but Kim, And she looked at me and she said, "You don't need to fill out an application." So it was kind of a whirlwind. About a year later, we were married, and then that's around the time, like she said, she kind of joined this band that I was in with my brother. But mm-hmm. the Smoking Flowers was several years later that what we're doing now really kind of grew out of years of living together as musicians and, you know, inevitably playing stuff around the house or for private parties with friends. We would just kind of do this. And eventually enough people would say, "Why aren't you guys just doing that? You know, there's something going on there that's really special." So we, 2008, we made an album, went in to do that. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, we really decided to just let all the other things, you know, fall to the side and start dive hitting in. The road with this and dive in mm-hmm, mm-hmm. fully. So,
and how does it compare, for example, Kim, to what you were doing before, musically?
Completely different. Mm-hmm. But I grew up in a very musical family, so I have a diverse musical sense, regardless. So where I was doing more of a heavier rock thing at the time, I had this pretty big folky side of me. So Scott and I started out doing more, I called it gothic folk, mm-hmm. Americana kind of music, and it has since even morphed, which I think just shows our musical interests, you know, the diversity of that with both of us, which is a common thread that we have mutually.
Yeah, we, like Kim said, the first album, the first starting of this project was kind of the folky element was a breath of fresh air for us because we were both coming out of pretty rocking type bands. So it was something that was kind of a sigh of relief to do. But once we let go of all that and we're doing this full time, it was inevitable that our rock and roll souls were going to come back at some point. So yeah, our show is definitely electrified a lot in recent years.
Okay.
And our albums too.
Well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to do next?
We'll do on the folkier side of things. Yeah. How about that? This one is called El Matador.
Yeah, it's also on Two Guns. Kim brought this squeeze box, so we need to use it.
The township lacked the streets compelled. The priest rang the town bell. Draped in red, the Queen of Spain left to lead the parade. The beast stepped to it too. We'll dance the dance of the young. I know what I must do. The ring was filled, trumpets blamed. A studded sparkle display. I lifted my head to the moon. Your eyes, they lifted too. We'll dance the dance of the up. One of us will not make it through. Come and sway with me, sway with me, sway with me, sway with me, sway with me. Come and sway with me, come and sway with me.
Yeah.
was struck by a thorn. Struck by a bull.
The Smoking Flowers, live from Studio A, and a cut called El Matador from their most recent album, Two Guns. I love how your voices work together. You just have really complimentary voices.
Thank you.
It's wonderful.
Thanks.
It's been interesting over time to find that place with each other where we can, without looking, just feel it, you know, going there with each other vocally.
Nice. And yeah. I bet it just hits the sweet spot. Feels really good when you do that.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Harmonies when are fun.
Yeah, it's definitely.
Yeah. Tell me about the songwriting for you guys. Do you do it together? Do you do it separately? Bring different songs to each other? What do you do? Who writes the songs?
Yes and yes, really. We kind of try to not limit ourselves with it, you know. Knowing, you know, respecting each other's talents really deeply. There's certainly times where Kim will write a song completely, and there's times when I've done that. More often than not, it's pretty collaborative all the way through. But definitely, it never goes by without the final step is a major collaboration when it comes to deciding what kind of vocal arrangement we want to do, how we want to approach it, whether they're going to sing it together the entire time or, you know, just one lead and a harmony. And so no rules for us, but definitely there's like this final gate it has to walk through where we both have it very hands-on part of it, even if one person pretty much wrote all of the melody and you know, lyrics already.
Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, to me, if it doesn't sound like the Smoking Flowers, we just ditch it.
Either I mean, that or we make you know, it sound like the us.
We'll figure it out some way. Yeah.
Now, when you recorded the album, you know, you do have various instruments at your disposal, Kim. So did you play a lot of those, or how did that work on the album?
Yeah. I mean, we're kind of old school, and living in Nashville has provided ease with this, but we record analog. So pretty much most of the record is live to tape. So if it's a song that I play drums on, then definitely you'll hear those. And then sometimes I'll overdub, you know, what have you, the accordion or mandolin, but we do have a band that plays with us on the record. And then when we go on the road, we play live, just the two of us. So
I was going to say, that's another thing you have at your disposal in Nashville. Yeah. Lots of great musicians.
Yeah. And as Kim said, we like to go for real live oriented performances in our albums because we feel like that's what we've done so long. We work towards that. We don't want to bypass that in the studio. So sometimes, even though it's a song live, Kim's playing drums on in the studio, if we want to catch a live vocal, it might be better for her to just kind of show the part to a guy, and then we can actually perform with the band. And really, because that's the most important thing, you know, is our vocal performance on each track. But often, you know, if it's acoustic stuff, we're playing everything. It's yeah, Kim, her track, you know, when the album comes out, her name, and then it's always like at least a half a dozen things that she plays.
That just came out of necessity because
we need a whole sheet just for her.
Oh, don't you hear accordion on that? And I didn't even know how to play accordion, but I just would figure it out.
What did you start with when you were first learning music?
Yeah, I guess piano was my first instrument as mm-hmm. a child, mm-hmm. and then voice was always my main, but then guitar came next, bass, accordion, mandolin. And drums are actually my newest instrument. So yeah.
Nice.
But you're a few years deep into that.
Yeah,
now,
a few years deep into that. But
well, we need to bring another one into the mix. You're getting it easy now.
Clarinet. It's time for clarinet.
That was my band instrument, actually.
Yeah, she already knows clarinet.
There you go.
Pick another one.
There you go. Jeez. So you kind of, Two Guns has been out for a while. Mm-hmm. And I know that you kind of had some issues going on. You had breast cancer, mm-hmm. and I believe you're through that now, right?
Yeah, it's been 3 years. And, you know, I mean, it's still a daily lifestyle choice to I treated it holistically, first of all, which I'm a big proponent of. Him, Scott and I are both advocates on holistic cancer healing, and out of my experience and just others that I know it exists, and I like to point that out and back that up. So 3 years into it, I'm good. I mean, but it is a daily, I don't want to say fight, but it's something I'm conscious about mm-hmm. all the time. So,
but I'm guessing that it kind of slowed down what you were able to do with the music.
It completely did.
For
in
a
fact,
yeah.
Two Guns was recorded and finished, and we were going to release it, and then I was diagnosed. And that was 2012. Mm-hmm. So Two Guns, when we released it a year later, after my diagnosis in 2013, it felt, you know, it was kind of an older record for us at that point, as far as this material, new to the world. So, so since then we've got another album in the can, and, you know, we decided to put Two Guns out anyway and just get out there. And after the whole cancer, experience, we just didn't want to wait around anymore. So we did it ourselves, and it's been DIY. We had a major distribution deal that helped us, and, had a whole team with management and such, and just, you know,
wonderful.
Got out there.
Wonderful.
So, yeah.
But you've already made another one, you said?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got almost two albums worth of material in the can over the last year or so. We've recorded in between being on the road. And, yeah, it'll probably come out later this year, full length. And then we may even release like an EP after that of some of the B-sides. Mm-hmm. And needless to say, we had a lot to draw on from material, and it's, I think it's our most proud work to date. We're playing a ton of it live too, so if
wonderful.
You come to our live shows, you're getting a lot of teasers these days.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what I was going to ask about that. Have you been recording it in the same place then?
Same studio. Did Two Guns
back
actually.
Home. Is it yeah. Back yep. home? Okay.
Playground Sound, which is a great analog studio. A lot of indie, amazing indie records have come out of it with. The producers, Adam Landry and Justin Collins, whom is his brother. So, yeah, it's a great town. I mean, there's so many studios, but we have our circle of friends that we like to support, and they support us. So,
great. Well, we have time for one more. What do you guys want to finish up with here?
Well, I guess on the note of the beating cancer, the song was very much inspired by that. It's called Outlive Me.
You are an avalanche. I am the peace.
The Smoking Flowers, live from Studio A. Thank you so much, guys. It's been really a pleasure.
Thank you.
They are Kim and Scott Collins. They are playing tonight at the Red Herring Lounge in Duluth. Show starts at 9 o'clock, and then you're playing at the Park Theater, returning to Hayward, Wisconsin for that show.
Very much so.
That's right.
Glad to be up here and explore your town tonight.
Well, thanks for being so welcoming.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Mike Nowitzki and Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.